USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Ohio Governor John Kasich says he now favors the House impeachment inquiry. He says he made up his mind after hearing Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney talk about the president's withholding military aid from Ukraine unless Ukraine's president investigated Joe Biden and his son. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the ceasefire in Syria has just begun.
There was some activity today, but we also saw some very positive activity, the beginnings of the coordination that will be required. The reason this couldn't happen instantaneously is there was a great deal of coordination that had to take place so that there can, in fact, be a safe withdrawal.
Turkey's president says they will resume fighting unless Kurdish-led fighters withdraw. President Trump says the Kurds are pleased with the ceasefire.
You have the Kurds who we're dealing with and are very happy about the way things are going, I must say.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
So I can get 40% off paint?
Yes.
And 40% off stains?
You bet.
Party time!
Yeah!
Oh, party time, the color. I'd like 3 gallons in party time, please.
You got it. Ask Sherwin-Williams October 18th through 21st and save 40% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $23.09. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Chicago's mayor says the police superintendent told her that he had a couple of drinks with dinner the night he pulled over his vehicle because he felt lightheaded and needed to rest. Superintendent Eddie Johnson also says he recently changed medication and felt sick as he was driving home early on Thursday. He was found slumped over, asleep at a stop sign with the engine running. The Supreme Court is agreeing to hear a case over the Trump administration's goal to quickly deport undocumented immigrants. The justices will hear an appeal of a ruling by a federal appeals court that blocked the quick deportation of a man from Sri Lanka. The Ninth Circuit in San Francisco found the federal law largely stripped the power of the courts to review quick deportations. The Trump administration says the case threatens to clog the U.S. immigration court system, and a decision from the high court is unlikely until early summer, which is in the middle of the presidential campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Drone delivery service is now being tested in the U.S. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
A Google affiliate started using drones to officially deliver customers' Walgreens and FedEx purchases in a test being run by a Virginia town. Wing, which is owned by Google parent Alphabet, received federal approval earlier this year to make commercial deliveries by drone. It was the first drone company to receive the approval in the U.S. Earlier this month, UPS got approval from the Federal Aviation Administration to fly delivery drones. They've been running delivery tests with Wake Med's hospital campus in Raleigh, North Carolina. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Recent testing has found toxic metals in 95% of all baby food. John Clemens reports.
The testing that was conducted for Healthy Babies Better Futures found 95% of the 168 baby foods from the major manufacturers in the U.S. contain lead. 73% contain arsenic. 75% contain cadmium, while 32% contain mercury. One-fourth of these baby foods for infants contain all four of the dangerous metals. Rice-based products, sweet potatoes, fruit juices, all presented the biggest harm. These chemicals can permanently alter the developing brain, erode IQ, and alter human behavior. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.